When my guest Mike Lukovich was a kid, he wanted to draw for Mad Magazine. He couldn't shake his penchant for sketching and sarcasm, and it's worked out well for him. He's now one of the nation's leading editorial cartoonists. He draws for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where he's just been awarded his second Pulitzer Prize. Well, Mike Lukovich, welcome to Fresh Air, and congratulations on your second Pulitzer.
Dave, thank you very much.
Was there a particular cartoon that you think nailed this prize or weighed heavily in the decision of the committee?
Well, I think yes, although you're never sure with these things. You kind of submit, and it's sort of like the Vatican when they appoint a new pope and the smoke goes up. You don't really know what's involved in the decision-making, but I did a cartoon right as we were coming up on the 2000th death of U.S. soldiers in Iraq. I started thinking about what I wanted to do for a cartoon on that. And normally I use humor in my cartoons. I like to be hard-hitting and still use humor. I just find that's a good delivery vehicle. But, of course, on some things you just can't use humor. And this was one of them. And I started thinking about what I wanted to do. And so the weekend before the 2000th casualty was announced, I sat down at my kitchen table, and I have four children, and so whenever I could find a quiet moment when they didn't need me, I would sit down at the table, and I started writing the names of all the soldiers that had been killed, and I wrote them out so that they formed, if you can understand what I'm saying here, it spelled out the word Y, W-H-Y, using the names of all the 2,000 soldiers. And so I did that on the weekend, and then on Tuesday or Wednesday when they announced the name of that 2,000th soldier, I put his name in there. And it was a very emotional thing for us to do this because so much of the coverage of the war, to me, it seems buried in the background. Troops will be blown up, and it won't be on the front page. And we've just, I think, kind of gotten numb to that. Writing out all these names, you realize that each one of them has a family and so many young people, men and women, Hispanic, Asian, the whole fabric of the country are in this cartoon or in this drawing. And so it brought it home to me. And I wanted with the cartoon, first of all, to question the war. I don't agree with us going into Iraq. It seems to me that there were falsehoods used to get us in there, and the rationale for the war has changed often. So I wanted to question the war, but I also wanted to personalize and honor the troops who I believe are heroes who have served and lost their lives. So that was the reason for the cartoon.
What kind of reaction did you get? I mean, what people saw was they opened your newspaper and saw what looked initially like the word "why" under the
right.
question, under the statement 2,000 American soldiers killed in Iraq. But then when you looked at it carefully, you realized that the "why" was in fact composed of the names carefully written of 2,000 dead servicemen. What kind of
right.
reaction did you get to that cartoon?
An outpouring of reaction, a pro and con from military, active service people, people praising the cartoon, people saying I was dishonoring the troops by doing the cartoon. I have a blog. Everyone has a blog, it seems, nowadays. But I have one. It's on AJC.com, and my newspaper's website. And each day, my cartoon of the day goes up, and people can comment on the cartoon. And we had thousands of responses to this particular cartoon. And so I thought it was great, because that's what I want people to do. When I do a cartoon, I want people to at least think, if possible, even if they don't agree with it.
I want to look at some of the other cartoons in your Pulitzer submission, which are probably more typical of what you do today to day because they use humor to make a point. One of them that really caught my eye was when President Bush was defending his nomination of Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court, and there was the
yeah.
issue of whether she had left enough of a paper trail. And
you
illustrated this visually. How did you do that?
Well, first of all, before I describe the cartoon, let me just say I had second thoughts. I was divided about whether to include this cartoon because I had done two or three different Harriet Myers cartoons, and I think this one's a little sophomoric, but I just thought it was funny. So I thought, oh, what the heck? I want to show a range. So I did this cartoon. It's Bush is at his podium, and Harriet Myers is walking by, And Bush says, and to those who say Harriet Myers isn't accomplished enough to have a paper trail, and as she walks by, you see on her foot, she's got a piece of toilet paper that she's, you know, dragging behind her. So a little sophomoric, but I just liked it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there are any question of standards of taste there, but I guess there must be guys on the committee, too, and they liked it.
Yeah, I think so.
There was, if ever an event begged for a cartoon, it was when Pat Robertson heard about the Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez and in effect kind of asked for a divinely inspired hit, said that he ought to be killed. How did you handle that one?
Well, I drew Pat Robertson, and I really spent time trying to get his caricature just right. There's just something about his face that is kind of scary to me, and so I drew him with his big smile, and he's wearing a T-shirt that says "Who would Jesus assassinate?" To me, his calls for, you know, for assassination, that just seems so unchristian to me, and so it was just it really made for a very easy day that day that he said that for me to draw a cartoon on that. I didn't have to think too hard on that one.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Mike Lukovich. He is the editorial cartoonist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He has just won his second Pulitzer Prize. Mike Lukovich, what do you think an editorial cartoon can do that's different from what a news story can do, a column or an editorial? Mm-hmm. What's unique about what you can do for a newspaper?
Well, first of all, people seem to be so starved for time. And the thing about an editorial cartoon is you get the message right away, and they're not all the time fair, or they're one of the last areas, I think, where you can be kind of politically incorrect. But something about a visual comment, I believe, if it's done well and if you can be hard-hitting and clever, I think it stays with people. And my goal when I draw my cartoons is, this may be kind of naive, but I think that if I do a really good cartoon on a subject, maybe I can change some people's minds. And that's what I try and do. And I think that with a column, people have to be a little bit more on the one hand, on the other hand, and you don't have that with an editorial cartoon, a good one. You can, you know, it just makes its point right there, and hopefully it'll stay with you.
You know, there's been a lot said about the coarsening of our political discourse in recent years, how bitter partisanship. I wonder if that's maybe not good news for a guy who makes his living throwing these zingers that you do as an editorial cartoonist, and if you're maybe not alarmed by these calls for more civility.
Yeah. I think we need more civility. I think editorial cartoons, for instance, the whole Danish cartoon controversy, I looked at that, and I believe that the cartoonists were wrong to have done that.
Now, just to clarify, we're talking about the Danish cartoons which depicted the Prophet Muhammad, which set off
a torrent
of protests. Go ahead.
Right. You know, we have freedom in the press in the West. And we should be free to print what we want. But I believe that with that freedom comes responsibility. And I would never, I'm Catholic, I would never draw, and I repeatedly hit the Catholic Church for various things. So it's sort of a little tough for me to come to Mass sometimes, and I don't want to catch the Monsignor's eyes sometimes. But I would never use Jesus Christ in a cartoon or show him in a demeaning way. It would ruin whatever point I was trying to make. And so those cartoons, I think they were just designed to offend. And that's not what editorial cartooning should be about.
Newspapers generally have one cartoonist. Do you think you have an identifiable political perspective?
Yeah, I like to have an open mind. And cartoonists are sort of a little bit different in that whoever is in power, we question authority, whether the authority is Republican or Democrat. And all humans are fallible, and fortunately for cartoonists. And so, for instance, on my blog, I read today someone said, well, you know, he never criticized Clinton when he was president. You know, I hit Clinton so hard, especially during the Monica mess. It was constant. So we're kind of equal opportunity assassins, I guess.
Since you do a blog, you obviously have a lot of chance to respond to complaints. Do you ever have, you know, newsmakers who you've eviscerated call you up and want to argue with you?
You know, not that much. It's interesting. I usually hear from a third party when I've really angered a politician. Newt Gingrich used to be in my district, congressional district, years ago. And another thing that was fortunate for me was Newt did not like criticism. And so he got very upset when I would draw cartoons hitting him. And as a matter of fact, I did a cartoon. It was a lame cartoon, but it was right before the, I guess it was the 94 elections where the Congress went Republican and he became the House Speaker. And so a few days before, I did a cartoon. He once presented a wife with divorce papers while she was in the hospital recovering from cancer. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, okay. So I did a cartoon with him presenting divorce papers to a woman in the bed labeled Georgia constituents. This was really a lame cartoon because I labeled everything. And on his arms, he's got a couple of voluptuous babes, and they're labeled D.C. high rollers or something. Like he was, you know, he was abandoning Georgia or something. And he's telling the woman in bed, I want a divorce. Well, it was a stupid cartoon, and I didn't like it very much, but the night of the Republican ascendancy, and he's on his way to becoming the House Speaker, and they're having this glorious victory. He's at his election headquarters, and he's condemning the cartoon, and he's condemning the newspaper, and all his supporters are yelling and booing when my name comes up, and I'm watching it on TV, and I'm just so happy that someone's paying attention. And he's subsequently banned my newspaper for like 4 months from covering him over that silly cartoon. So I like that kind of politician that reacts strongly. Yeah. On the other hand, you have politicians like Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld I've hit, but I'll occasionally get calls from the Pentagon saying, will you send Rumsfeld that cartoon or a print of that cartoon? And I actually visited him. They invited me to the Pentagon during the first week of the war. And he brought me into his bathroom, and he has my cartoons on his bathroom wall. So, you know, that was sort of neat, but I actually really like it when the politician gets angry rather than, you know, is sort of happy about the whole thing.
You have had a lot of fun with Dick Cheney. Yeah. Something that's particularly draws you to him. Can you maybe give us one of your favorites?
Yeah. Well, first of all, he's sort of a colorless and he's seemingly humorless individual. And something about that type of person is sort of fun to caricature. And he's always so certain when he talks, like when he on Meet the Press, well, we'll be greeted as liberators, Tim. You know, it was just so certain. And then he's just completely wrong. And I just think that there's something funny about that. But now here you have this guy that is so certain and seemingly trying to be so competent, and then he shoots somebody accidentally in the face. Now, that's a sad situation, but fortunately the guy was okay, so it became very funny. And it just sort of, you know, sometimes unscripted things sort of reveal something about a person. And cartoonists were talking about it. When that happened, we were just all, after we knew, of course, that the shooting victim was okay, we were just overjoyed that had happened. And so I remember doing a cartoon, and now I may screw it up, but it's a two-panel cartoon, and I actually drew Cheney in the first panel talking to an aide, and then I made a Xerox of that for the second scene, so it's the exact scene in the second scene. And in the first scene, Cheney is telling his aide in the first panel, he's saying, tell the man in charge I shot someone. And in the second panel, the aide is looking at Cheney, and he's saying, you shot someone. And you know what I loved about that cartoon is I draw Cheney. He's got that crooked smile, and his bottom teeth really show when he talks. And it's hard. I'm doing it right now, even though no one can see me. But I just really exaggerate that, and he's just such a fun caricature to do. So I really had fun drawing that cartoon.
Donald Rumsfeld has asked for some of your cartoons and has displayed them. Any contact from Dick Cheney?
No contact from Dick Cheney, but I'm waiting. You know, I'm expecting any day now he's going to call and just want to shoot the breeze or congratulate me on my award or something.
Well, maybe he can take you hunting someday.
I'm sure.
This is your second Pulitzer Prize. You won. Your first was in 1995, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Does winning journalism's highest honor I don't know, put more pressure on you, raise the stakes, make you more visible?
You know, I put the pressure on myself. I don't think so. I put so much pressure on myself trying to come up with a better idea than the one that's in front of me. And so that's not going to stop. I just love this job, and I love trying to do the best I can. And when I do a cartoon I'm not happy with, I just feel so bad. And I can't wait for the next day to be able to do another cartoon and sort of redeem myself. So it's just sort of a self-imposed pressure that keeps me, you know, I procrastinate a lot, but then it forces me to come up with something.
Well, let's hope you can stay at your easel. Well, Mike Lukovich, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Dave. It's been great.
Editorial cartoonist Mike Lukovich. He draws for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where he's just been awarded his second Pulitzer Prize.